Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call. Now, last week I announced that we were going to go ahead and resume with our regular calls, which entailed a discussion of the situation in Iraq. Then we would get into the details of the turnkey program we've put in place to assist you, and then we go to a brief Q&A. Unfortunately, we're only 1 week into that, and we're going to have to truncate this call. I'm going to deal today just with the situation in Iraq and globally because it isn't affecting Iraq. And the reason for this is that I always seem to get last-minute notice about a call. There's an important call that's actually starting at noon. They do this to me every time. They have their calls Wednesday noon, and of course I'm not in control of the timing of those calls, and I consider myself fortunate to be able to listen into the calls. Those calls are not recorded. This call's coming out of Europe. It has to do with some issues having to do with NATO, which do have an effect on what we're doing, and I'm going to explain that a little bit as I get into the program here. First, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currencies ourselves, we're sharing with you the information that I think is most relevant, and that, of course, would be a window for the potential reinstitution and revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. We still believe that the institution of the Iraqi dinar could literally happen at any time. Of course, we've all been involved in this for a long time, and we know that Iraq has been exceedingly good at finding a reason to defer actions at the 11th hour. But at this point, I just see nothing that would inhibit the reinstitution of the dinar at any time. Also, I want to get into just briefly here getting our contact information. The last few months, we've necessarily had to get a little more political in these calls because the politics is really having an effect on what's going on. And all of a sudden, mysteriously, YouTube is having a problem with our calls. I'm not at all concerned other than getting the information out to you. There's absolutely no defense for censorship. It's, I've said before, there's no time in history where the censors were the good guys. Human beings are the one creature on this planet that's capable of abstract thought. And the idea that a creature capable of abstract thought would be denied the right to express those thoughts is an absurdity. I'm not going to be worrying about it at all. I am going to give you, again, our contact numbers, because after these calls, I get inundated with people that say, we can't find you on YouTube. In order to get into the replay, you're going to dial 206-451-6012. You will then dial 605-313-5163, and then you will use access code 739-394-pound. I would suggest for those calling in for the first time to go to our call of September 15th. It was a long call. We had an overview of the program we put in place. It had a nice Q&A in there, so you'll get a lot of information. The call I'm going to get into primarily is dealing with our European allies, and particularly NATO allies, that are very upset about what's going on with the Obama-Clinton-Biden administration, because that's what we have right now in this country. France particularly is upset because the United States went behind their back and negotiated, evidently, a nuclear sub-deal that the French were working on. I don't know if this is a replay for the French sort of backdooring us with programs in Iraq. I don't know what exactly is going on. I do know this, that the French, for the first time in the history of this country, has recalled their ambassador from the United States, and there are members of NATO that are very upset with the precipitous pullout in Afghanistan, leaving their people in harm's way as well. Now, yesterday, Biden gave a speech at the UN, and it was pretty much what I expected. First, he said almost zero about Afghanistan. Why would he? It was a complete mess of his own making. Left a lot of Americans behind, left a lot of green card holders behind, left a lot of Afghans behind who had assisted the United States. We now, they even admitted that they gave a list of these individuals to the Taliban, and that list may have even included some members of some of the NATO nations. So they're very upset about that. That would explain why Biden didn't touch on that. He touched on climate change, which, of course, at this particular time is of no concern to most individuals. He announced a return to the Iran nuke deal, which is another boneheaded move. He did do one thing. He did praise Iraq, stating that they made great progress towards stability, and also they were the catalyst for the reduction of regional tensions. So he did at least do that. He also announced the new global vaccine initiative, which, you know, you just got to roll your eyes at this stuff. I did a little research. I went back and looked back in September of 2020, before the vaccines were available. In the month of September, there were 25,000 reported new cases. Since then, we've had 177 million Americans vaccinated. And in the same month, which isn't even over yet, we have over 300,000 cases. So a second grader could do the math on that. These vaccines are not only not working, they may be part of the problem. The other thing Biden had mentioned was his new age of cooperation with the Chinese. I would remove the word cooperate and I would insert the word capitulate, because this guy's been a bag man for China his entire career. So this is not a good situation, and this is why I've got to get out of here and get to this call. Real quickly, though, I do want to touch on a couple of things with Iraq and why I think that the reinstitution could happen at any time, the reinstitution of the dinar. Iraq and the Saudis are currently negotiating trade deals that are going to help boost the non-oil revenue for Iraq, which is one of the prerequisites, one of the reforms in the white paper and one of the prerequisites for the reinstitution of their currency. This is what the international community wants to see. And of course, this trade deal will end up substantially increasing revenue in terms of tariffs and custom fees for Iraq, which is what they want. Iraq is also negotiating with Egypt for a massive infrastructure program, contracts for building housing, roads, and most importantly, repairing and building the electric grid. They're even talking about building the tourism sector and reforming their visa program. So this is all very important and, again, necessary prerequisites for the reinstitution and revaluation of their currency. Lastly, the Secretary General of OPEC has announced that Iraq will be hosting the OPEC conference in the first quarter of 2022. So everything's moving in the right direction. All of the right boxes are being checked. And I believe the reinstitution and the revaluation are going to occur in the very near future, despite, not because, of the Biden administration. So that's where we find ourselves today. Again, I strongly advise individuals calling for the first time, or actually anyone that wants a review, to go to our call of September 15th. I've given you the call numbers. That's probably the only way you're going to get through, because YouTube they're prevaricating a little bit. We're not getting a straight answer as to why all of a sudden our calls are not up, but I think we all know why. I also want to give you our general contact information. You can go to our website, which is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc.com. Our email address is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc@gmail.com. And our phone service is 307-274-4122. One last comment before I sign off for today, because I do want to get to that other call. even if you are not the holder of currencies, and this trust package was established for denarians, and we've explained, and for those of you that will listen to the call on September 15th, it'll explain why you need to establish this trust and why it will provide necessary protection if you are holding these currencies. But even if you are an individual that does not hold currencies, given the trajectory of the administration in this country and the globalists internationally, this trust package is one of the few ways you're actually going to be able to preserve your privacy and protect your wealth from what these individuals have in mind. It's one of the few instruments that you will allow you to retain control of your assets. So I strongly suggest that you go to our call again of 9:15, listen to that call, and I'm going to have to check out and go to this other call. We will, of course, be back next Wednesday. Our plan next Wednesday will be to resume our regular calls. Certainly, if something of a dramatic nature were to happen between now and then, we'll try to get out an emergency email and schedule an emergency conference call. But failing that, we will be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.